word on the net, streets, live podcast. Your voice, your life, your power. With your host, by
Sean. 3, 2, 1.
Here, finally, we are on Spotify for podcasts. So this is Bunny Live Podcast coming to you live right now on Spotify. Welcome to Word on the Net Streets. That's the name of the show. You go to podcast where we break down the biggest stories and the buzz circulating the web, bringing you news, culture, politics, everything in between. While you are in your bed, in your car, in your way to work, from work, this is your go-to podcast. I'm your host, Barney, and this is where we dig into what's really going on, providing street-level insight and no-nonsense takes on the hottest topics of the moment. Oh yeah, I hope you love dub music too, because that's my love. So, before we get on with the show, let me just give you the taste. And this is going to be our background music for the rest of the show. Song is Dub Eastern by Kevin MacLeod. I found it there on YouTube. Under the channel Music Hub. Royalty-free music.
Thank you.
Oh man, that's wonderful. That's great. I think you can comment. I don't know if there is a comment section here, but this is my first time on Spotify. Oh yeah, this is your host, Obani Kandondo. So, what is the structure of the show, you may be asking yourself? Alright, so what's going to happen is this. Each week, right, I will bring you, or I will deep dive in a lot of different topics. Mostly the current events, trending stories, and fresh perspective that you won't even think of. Because your guy over here is kind of like a weird, one weird person. You know what I mean when I'm saying weird? Because I'll be looking and poking into news, and I'm trying to twist and turn the perspective of a lot of people and how they perceive things, because things aren't the way we see them, but they are the other way. Because I'm that person who likes to hear what is not being said, who likes to read between the lines, if you get my drift. Please allow me to have this on my back, because this is the best music ever, man. I love this track. I don't know about you. So yeah, man, I'm bringing all of that, from politics to pop, you understand, culture. We'll cover the stories that matter most to you and break them down into clear, easy to digest discussions. Whether it's the latest financial scandal, social justice issues, or game-changing trends, we'll be here to unpack it all. So please stick around and just know that this is going to be the voice that you'll be hearing most of the time at this time and during the day sometimes. But most of the time, during this time, you'll be hearing this voice. And if it's sweet or it's harsh for you. But if you have a way to comment, please do. And please do share this with your friends so that you do not become the only person who is hearing this beautiful voice of mine. So yeah, man, let's switch things to the other side. I'm about to play you another dub song from the same guy. You know, sometimes you have to give the flowers when it wastes you. All right, we're back again. This is Obani Kandondo. My God, we are finally on Spotify. Right, this is Word on the Net Streets. What's happening on the internet streets? So yeah, it's going to be always reviewed and analyzed by your one and only Obani Kandondo. So yeah, guys. Let's get to the second song, as I promised. The name of the song is Gonna Start by Kevin MacLeod. We're gonna start by Kevin MacLeod. Thank you. Oh yeah, don't you love the strings? I'm in love with the strings, man. Do you hear that one? Yeah, man, this is Ubani Kantondo coming to you live on Spotify. Can you believe it? I so wish I could play songs of my friends that have shared the links of Spotify, but I don't know if I do have the right to do that. You understand what I mean when it comes to rights? Mm-hmm. But yeah, as I was saying, so this is how the show will go. Each episode will feature a mix of depth analysis, and expert opinions, right? With a little bit of real-world insight from the streets to give you a fresh perspective on the issues affecting our communities. Right, and of course we'll keep it real with engaging commentary that challenges the status quo and sparks meaningful conversations. Yes, that's how things are going to be, man. We are going to be talking about a lot. Yeah, man, this is Ubani Kantondo. So whether you listen while you're on the move or just tuning in to stay informed, Word on the Net Streets is here to keep you connected. What's happening in the world? Straight from the heart of the conversation. You will be with me, and most of the time, me alone. And please do not ask me what time the show will be up. It's you who will decide when you want the show to be up. But obviously when the show is up, it's going to be readily available for anyone to get access to it because it's going to be online. Therefore, that is why I really do not have time, because I do not obey the time that everybody else is. That everybody else uses. I just use my own time, because time for me is an illusion. If you're gonna measure something that is not there, but you can measure it, that for me is kind of like dope, you know. You're kind of like living deeply in an illusion, and you are actually carrying out that thought. And we are all doing this. We have been doing it. Because we can count days. We say today is Thursday, right? You will agree with me, isn't it? Because we are sharing the same idea that today is Thursday. But is it really Thursday? Think about it. It's an abstract idea that everybody shares. But if it would happen that you go to sleep and then when you wake up, almost everyone around you is telling you that it is on a Wednesday, and then you've been sleeping for 7 days. I tell you, you would believe those people up until they giggle, or one of them giggles, or just gives it away, or one of them empathizes with you, or just sympathizes with sympathy. and they tell you that they are lying, and that's when you're gonna realize, oh, this guy's got me. I really thought it was Wednesday. Even if you just slept normal hours or probably just 2 hours, and when you wake up, everybody else has changed their clothes and the weather probably had changed, and they just decide on pranking you. You would 100% believe if they can really present that idea into your head that today, as you're waking up, it's not a Friday. You're not since you slept on a Thursday, or you slept on a Thursday and you're waking up on the same day, and they can easily convince you that it's Wednesday. So why am I saying all this? It's because I'm trying to explain myself that I won't be uploading any I won't upload episodes, or I won't go live at a particular time. I want to have a specific time whereby you'll be coming here and be like, this time you're gonna get a new episode. Just come here now and again, hoping that you're gonna see a new episode. The only thing that I can promise is that I'll be having a daily broadcast. So make sure to subscribe, and don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, because it's time to talk about what's going down on the streets, guys. When I say on the streets, right, I don't really mean like the on the streets whereby formal people will be like, this talk is not about us, it's not for us. No, when I say the streets, I mean in our community, right? When I say in the streets, I mean in our country, in our continent, in our world, what's happening in the world, because everything that is happening around us, because this is our environment, this is our surrounding, whatever happens around us highly impacts, have a huge impact on our lives, on how we live, how we decide, and then it also contributes to comfortability. So if something might somehow be a threat or be something that would take away your comfort, therefore you need to investigate it, you need to know about it, you need to stand up against it, you need to have a word on it. So how do you get to do these things? These are the platforms for that. And if you would engage with someone like me, obviously me and you, we can change the world. It can take only one person, but if we are two, that means we are more, and more we have power, and with that power we can really influence more to join us. No violence, but only convincing. Because we know that we are also being convinced and told that we need to wake up and go to work. If you don't work, you have to stress and be depressed that you're not working. Whereas you will be not working and but breathing. That's a talk for another day. So please, once again, make sure that you do subscribe, and then you share this podcast with your friends, because it's time to talk about the real stuff that is happening in our surroundings. So let's get into it. Please, my people, just know that I am here for you, and I guess that you'll be here for me. But to show that you are here for me, please do subscribe. And please do share this one. Share this one. Because I strongly believe that you are not supposed to wake up and go to work. You are not supposed to be following the traditional clock time that would tell you that at 8 o'clock you need to be at work. At 5 you need to. Why is there something that is going to tell you how to live? And we all abide by this. We all obey to this. But if you can really look into it, if you really know what you want in life, and then you really know how to sustain your life, you'd find that you will wake up at any time that you want, and you go to sleep any time that you feel like going to sleep. you will do whatever you want to do at the time you feel like doing it, but not at the time you're obligated to do it, because that really takes away your freedom. Once it comes with obligation, sometimes you'll find that you have to do it when you don't have time for it, but you need to, because you have to, you're obligated to do it. Now it all seems like life is like that, and that's how the creator initially thought of this thing called life, and how the creation is going to I don't know how to even put it myself, because I do not understand why it is like this. Why we feel so obligated that we need to abide by these rules that are so outdated, that we need to keep up. You need to get rich. Why? What for? You need to get R1 billion, and that money should be in your bank, and then you won't do anything with it. I feel like the richest people are also showing us that it's not all about money, but it's about possession, and also those possession, that's a lot of materials, and what you're going to do with those materials just to feel powerful. For me, it's not a bad thing, just to boost your confidence. You can have a lot of things, but sometimes those lot of things, you're not using all of them. Most of them are useless, but you're just having them because of what is called greedy. So that starts from the mere fact that you feel depressed when you're not going to work. You're feeling envious when other people are getting paid. You feel like you need to buy something when you're also getting paid. And then when you use up that money, you feel like you should go and work for more money so that you can get more stuff. And that nonsense mentality is the one that keeps us away from being human beings for real. And then getting that there are people on the streets that do ask for things and beg, because also they have the same mentality as well. But because the system is so brutal that it has squeezed them out of it, that they are no longer capable of taking care of themselves, but rather just give into selling their pride and ending up being beggars in the streets, which takes a lot for anyone to say not take a bath and also ask and be amongst people who didn't take a bath. And on top of that, you're asking for money. That takes a lot, but the person still is alive. The person is sane, because the person is able to ask for money. Most important, what do you do with the words that you share? saying something that they don't understand in their own way, and they think but I'm not saying it one is good. I do say such things, but then nonetheless, I would like to say thank you for your ears. And as I close the show, I would like to close with this nice jam. It's a good jam right here. I should have sat down. And thank you.